Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It's live and local now for a Wednesday. It's Hump Day, and I get so excited as we get to Hump Day, and we know that it's downhill from here. I'm so excited. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I wanted to leave plenty of time in this show for you. We are next on the agenda. The Democrat primary caucus is straight ahead. Now what is weird is that people like Joe Biden are kind of ignoring us right now. A bunch of these candidates went straight to South Carolina, even though we are next. We got next. And I don't quite understand that. Now, what happened last night, Joe Biden got his butt kicked. I mean, big time. Do you remember just a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, where he was perceived to be the only guy that could beat Trump? And that for around 60% of the exit polled yesterday in New Hampshire, 62% said all they care about is somebody that can beat Trump. They don't care if they agree with what I agree with, none of that. All I care about is beating Trump. Now, I want to find out from you, those of you, and even my Democrat friends, and we do have a lot of Democrat folks that listen to this program. We have a lot of independents. In fact, we have a growing number of independents, unaffiliated voters. And I want to find out if you are, as Van Jones says, afraid, scared, sad, depressed. Van Jones went on CNN last night and said that essentially Democrats are depressed and sad. And one of the reasons is that we don't really have a legitimate front runner. And in fact, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I want you to hear Gloria Borger and Van Jones together on CNN last night. This is cut six. And they talked about the imperfection of the current field. And by the way, the field is short by three as of today. Andrew Yang, adios, amigo, goodbye. Andrew Yang, another person of color, by the way, that's off the stage. Michael Bennett, the senator from Colorado. And today, Deval Patrick. You know, everybody, when I say Michael Bennett, I get the same reaction I got from my producer, Mark Hoke. And he was shaking his head like, who the hell is that? Michael Bennett? Michael Bennett's a senator from Colorado. He'll go back to being a senator from Colorado. One of the things that I found interesting is that those two and Deval Patrick, the former governor of Massachusetts, all got out of the race last night or this morning. But I want you to listen to Gloria Borger on last night with Van Jones talking about the imperfection of the Democrat field.
There are a lot of maybe history-making candidates, but it seems to me that in talking to voters, there's no one they see this time as a transformational candidate, or they would coalesce around a transformational candidate. Maybe it takes time to build someone who looks like a transformational candidate. I mean, you would know a lot about that, David, but I think that in talking to people, they're sort of trying to figure it out, but there isn't anybody that they say, oh, my goodness, this is the person.
Or if they feel that way, it's not sustained. So they'll feel right. that way. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like having all these kind of like crushes, you know. It's like back to junior high school, and then, but nobody actually gets engaged. Mm-hmm. The other thing is it just feels like everybody is partially able to take on Trump, but not really. So it's like you got the Avengers against Thanos, right? So, you know, if you had Thor's this and you had Hulk's that, if you had Amy's this, if you had Pete's that. But there is no one candidate yet that feels... that everybody feels like can actually go up against Thanos and beat him.
There you go. That's what this is reduced to is the Avengers. No, it's about Thor. Well, you got the lightning bolt. Oh, Flash. I'm sorry. Excuse me. It was close. No, but I found that interesting that they talked about the imperfection. And when you begin with imperfections, you've got to begin with Joe Biden. And I want you to listen to how he was sucking up to the black vote in South Carolina. This is all going to, for him, come down. It wouldn't surprise me if we don't see him at all, though I hear that there is at least a visit scheduled by the former vice president. But I want you to hear, cut two, this is Joe Biden sucking up to black voters in South Carolina.
You can't be the Democratic nominee and you can't win a general election as Democrat. It's a fact. It's true. It's absolutely true. And folks, you know, all those Democrats who won against incumbents, from Jimmy Carter to a guy named Clinton, to a guy named Obama, my good friend, guess what? They had overwhelming African-American support. Without it, nobody's ever won. No, really. And you all know you own my heart. Look, more important, should you not win the Democratic nomination for president, you shouldn't be able to win it without black and brown voters. Too often, your loyalty, your support, your commitment to this party have been taken for granted. I have never once in my career since I got involved as a kid taken it for granted. And I give you my word as a Biden, I never, ever, ever will. Now, if you want to know what any other candidates are going to do in the future, the tendency is to look at the past. Well, I left a law firm when I was a kid with a great job in a fancy law firm and to become a public defender, to fight for the people in the community I used to work in the East Side, because they couldn't afford a lawyer. On the county council, I fought against redlining. In the U.S. Senate, I passed the extension of the Voting Rights Act for two decades. The Violence Against Women Act. And by the way, I had the back of a great president named Barack Obama for 8 years.
Vice President Biden speaking in South Carolina tonight, not in New Hampshire, clearly focused on Nevada and South Carolina.
Okay.
I just think Joe Biden is toast. And by the way, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. I wanted you to hear from Joe Biden, from Van Jones. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out, in particular, for those of you that consider yourself Democrats, are you sad? Are you depressed? That's what Van Jones said last night on CNN. That Democrats are sad and depressed because they really can't rally round one front-runner transformative candidate. And I don't know that that's necessarily true. I think people may be looking at the handwriting on the wall that you've got a president who has a huge base of 63 million people, and that 63 million may become 70 million before we are done. And the Democrats don't really have an answer. I mean, here's a president that was impeached by the House of Representatives, acquitted by the Senate, that supposedly has lied 15,000 times. And yet, he is the Teflon Don. Nothing sticks to him. And the fact is, Democrats, they've tried everything. They've thrown everything but the kitchen sink at this president. And it just hasn't worked. Did not work. So what do Democrats do? They've got an imperfect field. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I smell a brokered convention and somebody who's not in the field yet, who might be in the field come convention time. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know who that is. Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, Oprah, Mark Cuban. I don't know. I don't know who that would be. We'll get to your calls coming up in a minute. Is that fair? We're going to take a break, and then we'll get to your calls. If you are a Democrat, and let Mark know that you are a Democrat when you call, a registered Democrat. And we want to find out if you are sad/depressed. That's what Van Jones says you are. And for reasons that he enumerated right there, the whole issue that there's really an imperfect field. Each one of these candidates has something to offer, but none are the real deal, the transformative figure that, say, Obama was. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Again, 844, the number 2, Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Real water is simply awesome. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Just for my listeners, get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com and click on the Real Water logo.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I love it. I love it. You know, for years now, you've heard me talking about real water, how I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. In fact, I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to real water. There's a real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. Now, one of the things I did recently, I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed to do it. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon. Everybody's going to Amazon. You buy everything at Amazon, don't you? Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10 wall. That's the number 10. Wall, W-A-L-L, all caps, no space, and you'll receive a 10% discount. And you can order as many cases as you want. It doesn't get much better than that, does it? Great tasting real water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know that you're going to love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference. Okay, I want you to hear from last night. I mean, this is getting interesting. Amy Klobuchar was the big star of last night. She catapulted to third. And she talked. In fact, let's go to cut three if we can. We can see if we can squeeze this in. Amy Klobuchar, third place finish in New Hampshire, and how it propels her to Nevada and beyond. Listen to Amy Klobuchar last night in New Hampshire.
Hello, America. I'm Amy Klobuchar, and I will beat Donald Trump. My heart is full tonight. My heart is full tonight. While there are still ballots left to count, we have beaten the odds every step of the way. We have done it on the merits. We have done it with ideas. And we have done it with hard work. Because we are resilient and strong as the people of this great nation. Thank you to our incredible staff and our unstoppable volunteers, my wonderful husband, John, our daughter, Abigail, and the people of New Hampshire. Because of you, we are taking this campaign to Nevada. To South Carolina. And we are taking this message of unity to the country. Because we know in our hearts that in a democracy, it is not about the loudest voice or the biggest bank account. It is about the best idea and about the person who can turn those ideas into action.
Klobuchar last night in New Hampshire. She's ready to come west to Nevada. Don't know when she gets here. She doesn't have much staff because we haven't heard from anybody at the Klobuchar campaign. There may be that nobody really expected. Maybe nobody expected her to still be around come Nevada. But I don't see a lot of evidence that Amy Klobuchar is here or that she has anything scheduled. Again, still early, but the circus is coming to town, folks. Debates, caucuses, oh my God. And maybe, you think the president would come to Nevada just ahead of the Nevada caucuses? Maybe. Stick around, more to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program. Oh, and by the way, here's the phone number. Phone number 844-2-NEVADA. We'll get to your calls in a minute. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
On Wall Street, the major averages climbing to new highs as coronavirus fears wane and as Wall Street digests New Hampshire results. Among the gainers today, tech companies and energy, and also companies that have seen their share prices fall amid concerns about the coronavirus. Shares of Royal Caribbean Cruises, Norwegian Cruise Line, and Carnival all rising today. And Bed Bath & Beyond taking a bath today on Wall Street, its stock plunging over 20% after the home goods retailer gave preliminary financial results and said that sales declined in December and January. And Casper Sleep shares continue to be a big snore on Wall Street and remain 17% below their initial public offering price. The company going public last week, but the stock has languished in the past several sessions. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Devon Patrick drops out of the Democrats' presidential race, the former Massachusetts governor finishing ninth in New Hampshire. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley tells Fox,
"It doesn't matter which one is at the top of the ticket. The fact is they all want to erode what this president has done and by extension hurt the American people's future."
President Trump on Twitter congratulates Attorney General William Barr on taking charge of the Roger Stone case. The Justice Department stepping in to override a 7 to 9 year sentencing recommendation for the former Trump campaign advisor.
Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal called the reversal
abhorrent to the rule of law.
Republican Senator John Kennedy,
"This is a case of miscommunication between the frontline prosecutors and the management in justice.
Hours before the reversal, President Trump tweeted the recommended sentence was a miscarriage of justice.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the latest from Fox News Podcasts, The Campaign with Brett Baer. With updates from reporters on the trail and in-studio experts, Brett keeps you informed on the 2020 race. Go to foxnewspodcast.com and download The Campaign with Brett Baer now. Sharp, experienced, trusted. Shannon Bream is America's last word on politics with live insight every night so you can start the next day smart. Only on Fox News at Night, weeknights at 11 p.m. Eastern. Fox News Channel, America is watching.
We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
And pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And freed a continent.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement isn't thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he's was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all where you call in, you tell us what it is you want to talk about. It may be something we've been talking about. We've been talking a lot of politics. We've been talking a lot about what happened last night in New Hampshire. You may not want to talk about that, and that's okay. It may be something else. That's fine. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call me, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844 263-8232. Let's begin with Mike in Reno. Mike, good morning. You're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Good morning. Well, I want to talk about Bernie a bit. I watched the at least half of the debates on TV. Now, watching Bernie waving his right hand and looking like a monster, which he is, spitting and foaming at the mouth, there's something very Hitlerian about him. He wants total destruction. He's a racist, this time against white people, against white men. He wants to eliminate everything. Now, I want the insurance companies gone. I want free college and free health care. We know that. But, you know, he's not a socialist. He's beyond a socialist because he wants to attack the fossil fuel companies, the oil companies. Now, you know, if he ever gets the nomination, which he might not, he will never take the. He will never ascend to the presidency. You know they will take him out. He knows they will take him out. He's not going to be allowed to destroy the country and billions of dollars of industry. All these socialist countries use the internal combustion engine. China and Peking or Beijing, whatever it is, it's filled with pollution. So is Russia. They all use these same technologies. So he's beyond them. So calling him a socialist and a communist is doing a disservice to them. If any countries in the world would develop alternative energy, and I'm interested in this, it would be China and India and Russia because of their 5,000-year-old history and their knowledge of subtle energies. But that's another thing. So the guy's totally crazy. He will never be allowed to get anywhere near anything. Then the other thing is...
Mike, just so I know what you're talking about, you're saying the party will not let him...
The party, or if he gets the nomination, and he might be a formidable opponent, because I think there are a lot of people who want to blow up the system, and I'm hearing that term, blow up the swamp,
yeah,
including me. And he's the left-wing equivalent of Trump. But you can't go after the oil companies. So I think there are a lot of people just so sick of this thing. By the way, I love when you talk about parallel universes. It smacks of physics and metaphysics, and we are living in a parallel universe, always have been. And I would cite the million homeless, which they don't even want to talk about because they're ashamed that it's in left-wing states. So, yes, people are living in parallel universes. No, the party doesn't want him. If he does get the nomination, he will be taken out. So you know, the thing is...
What do you mean by taken out? You mean assassinated?
They'll kill him. They'll kill him.
Wow.
The oil companies or others, well, he will have another convenient heart attack. Look what they did to Epstein, which is a huge, huge story that somebody has to write a book and make a movie about. It's huge. I'm digressing here. I was shocked reading about him in the New York Times, which covered three long articles about him and how influential he was with certain physicists, bringing them to his conferences. This was a hugely influential man. And, of course, no. So, yeah, they were definitely able to take him out, and he knows it. Who's in control of the Democrat Party psychologically? It's junior high school girls and their female irrationality, and it's very, very dangerous. This hatred of Trump is insane. I don't understand where it comes from, but I sort of like Trump. So, I mean, when you have this type of what I call female irrationality, people that want to rather die or get hit by an asteroid, if that is true, this is insanity who's controlling this party. Those two people who wanted a transformational candidate, I don't know what the hell they were talking about, because Obama was one, and so was Trump. So, yes, they're left with no one. But as far as what's going to happen in 5 years, I mean, I don't know. And one more thing, Kev. I don't feel sorry for Joe Biden. I want to see him destroyed and melt away like you-know-whom in The Wizard of Oz.
Ooh.
You have, in my opinion, misplaced sympathy for the rich and powerful. You did the same thing with the 80-year-old, what's that, the black guy, I can't think of his name, who's in prison. Remember him? I can't think
OJ?
Of his name. You know who I mean.
OJ?
Who?
OJ?
No. The older guy. Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. Look, you got these broad Irish Catholic shoulders.
Yeah.
But you got this Republican sympathy for the rich and famous. You wanted him out of jail. You wanted him to get away with raping catatonic women who were unconscious and doing this. But the kids who were in school, don't throw money at them. Don't feel sorry for them. I mean, listen, I have my flaws, Kev, and you have your flaws, but I wish, you know, look, I wish you work on this. I don't have any
I will do my level best. I will do my level best to change. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Ari Melber, by the way, you were talking about Bernie. And you want to know why people decide to vote for a certain candidate. This is beyond unbelievable. This was Ari Melber. He's an anchor for MSNBC with an unidentified voter, kind of a man or woman in the street kind of interview. And they were gauging voters in New Hampshire. But I want you to listen to why this woman decided to vote for Bernie Sanders and what it is that drove her to vote for Bernie Sanders.
I want to say the reason I went for Bernie is because of MSNBC. And very.
Go on.
It is completely cynical to say that he's lost 50% of his vote from the last time when there were two candidates. Now there are multiple wonderful candidates who would be great presidents and people that we can unify and get behind. But the kind of the stop Bernie cynicism that I heard from a number of people, I watch MSNBC constantly, so I heard that from a number of commentators, and so that just, it made me angry enough. I said, okay, Bernie's got my vote.
This is such an interesting point. What you're saying is, and we take criticism because we're journalists, right? We got to be open-minded. You're saying that hearing from people, whether it's guests, contributors, the conversations you've heard that you felt were designed to tear down Senator Sanders or quote-unquote stop him, actually endeared him to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could have chosen several candidates, but that's what pushed me over the edge for Bernie.
That's why people were voting for Bernie last night? Wow. And it's all because of MSNBC being critical of Bernie? And that Bernie's hey, if you want to talk about losing a bunch of your support, look at Joe Biden. Somebody said over the weekend that Joe Biden was losing voters in New Hampshire by the minute, not by the hour, but by the minute, that people were abandoning him. That's incredible. Then again, there are those who have jumped ship. Those who have said adios. Those who have said no mas. Those that have jumped out of the race. In fact, let's go to cut five. I am so crushed that this morning I woke up and discovered that Andrew Yang had gotten out of the race. My chances at $1,000 every month, free money from the government, for as long as I live. That's incredible. That's better than Social Security. $1,000 for every person 18 and up. All of a sudden, you qualify for what was going to be called the Freedom Dividend. But Andrew Yang last night gave up his presidential campaign dream. This is last night in New Hampshire.
Though thousands of voters came out for our campaign tonight, tonight is not the outcome we fought so hard to achieve. It is bitterly disappointing for many of us, but it shouldn't be. Every single day I've been campaigning, I've had supporters say to me, "Your campaign helped me out of a depression. Thank you." Working on this campaign has made me a better person. I met my significant other because of you. Your campaign brought my family together. Your campaign got me excited about politics for the first time. These are all things that people have said to me in the past days, and they are the reasons why I am so incredibly proud of this campaign and what we've accomplished together. We have touched and improved millions of lives and moved this country we love so much in the right direction. And while there is great work left to be done, you know I am the math guy, and it is clear tonight from the numbers that we are not going to win this race. I am not someone who wants to accept donations and support in a race that we will not win. And so tonight I am announcing I am suspending my campaign for president.
Thank you.
I love you, too. Thank you, New Hampshire. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, New Hampshire. I love you, too.
Oh, it's just a love fest. The Democrat Party is just a love fest. That's all it is. We got to take a break. We'll do that. We will come back with more. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, and you know what that means. Anything can happen. Can and usually does happen. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I've got two lines open right now. Those of you ringing in, we'll get you screened. We'll get you ready to go as we continue live and local now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family They deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how it works. You call in. Our lines are jammed right now. 844, the number 2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. And you talk about whatever it is that interests you, whether it's something we've talked about earlier this week, earlier in the show, or maybe it's something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. Let's go to Lewis. Lewis, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. A great clip that you had on that Bernie Sanders voter, which that's what I wanted to talk to you about. The mainstream media has yet to realize their role in politics over the last 5 years.
Lewis, they know you're like they're like stumbling into this whole reality. They know exactly what they're doing. That if you control the education system, if you control the media, you all of a sudden you've got like 80% of your job done.
No, yes, I'm not speaking about that portion of it. I'm speaking about the constant bashing of Trump. The Democrats in the media are growing Trump's silent majority. And I think what's happening is the people, the silent majority that Trump had before is now to the point where they don't care and they're coming out of the closet. But the silent majority still exists because there are people that are not going to vote Democrat because of the Democrats and the media. I can tell you this, my wife, who voted Republican, straight ticket last time, and she's a registered Democrat. She just told me earlier this week, she goes, you know what? I'm just going to switch affiliation. And I was like, what? Why are you going to do that? She goes, well, because I don't identify with those people anymore.
You're talking about the Democrats.
And my wife is one of these people that isn't consumed by politics. She tries to watch as objectively as possible, but whatever little clips or whatever little things that she sees, because I watch everything, CNN, MSNBC, One America, Fox. When she sees what they say on CNN, she's like, I don't identify with that anymore.
Good
and
point.
That's what I'm saying. The mainstream media has no idea what they're doing. They're growing Trump's base.
Well, and they're digging the grave for Democrats, progressive, liberal, conservative, moderate. They're digging that hole a lot deeper for the Democrats. And the dumb thing is, Democrats know. They know exactly what's going on. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I had my own chronic pain that I was dealing with for, I guess, 6 to 8 months. I had an impingement of my rotator cuff, and I tried cortisone shots and painful physical therapy. Nothing worked. After just 6-hour-long treatments at PIPCOA, the pain in my shoulder went away. In fact, I canceled my shoulder surgery. Now, you don't have to live with chronic pain anymore. The first step, to make the pain go away, call PIBCOA. Ask for summer at 702-546-8767. The number again, 702-546-8767. PIBCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America on West Sahara. It's easy to find. Stop in and see him. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's get back to your phone calls. In fact, let's go to Bob. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Love your show, man.
Thank you.
I wonder how many of these anti-Trumpers, I wonder how much money they save come tax time due to Trump getting away from the penalty for not having insurance.
Oh.
I wonder if any of those folks are factoring in any of that stuff.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they do. I will say this, that a lot of independents slash Democrats know that the economy is better. Now, you're going to hear for the next 9 months, you're going to hear people telling you how lousy the economy is. That is not trickling down to you and me. And the fact is, it is. Look at your 401k. Look at the Dow. Up over 29,000. It was 29,400 just about an hour ago. 29,400. That is incredible. Alan, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Kevin. I'm a Trump supporter. I'm from Las Vegas. Trump is definitely going to win in a landslide. What's going to happen is it's going to be Bloomberg against Sanders. That's going to be the ultimate showdown. Trump is going to clean his clock. My big question is, why does everyone on the left think that Trump is a villain? What has he done that is so villainous? He has done nothing but great things for this country. I'll let you have the rest of the time so you can explain it to the audience. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alan. Democrats believe that the only way they can survive is to create a victim mentality. If you're African-American, you're being held down by the man, by white people. If you're poor, you're poor because Michael Bloomberg makes too much money. He's a billionaire. This is all about creating a victim mentality. And what Trump has done is he's proven to African-Americans, to people of color, Hispanics, Asians, etc., that this economy can work for everybody. Does it mean we're not still going to have billionaires and we're not still going to have poor people? Absolutely. We have a safety net for the poor people. And the billionaires don't need a safety net. We can cancel the benefit dinner for the rich people in our society. I guess, Alan, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. But that's the simple answer. And if everybody's doing great, who needs the Democrats? Who needs them? That's going to do it for today. Tomorrow, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. What does he think as the circus gets ready to come to town? Yeah, coming to Nevada. It's gonna be wonderful. I can't wait for the next 2 weeks. Until we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and Local Now. Last night I heard the letters land, and so I wish that I could stay before the thing could answer me. Well, someone came with the lamp away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rock.